Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba appeals to all for making democratic candidates victorious for strengthening democracy. Ballot papers printed for 72 districts. Nepal's per capita income climbs to $1,372. And India's Meteorological Department issues heat wave warning to 5 states following rising temperatures. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba has underlined the need of making democratic candidates victorious in the upcoming local elections and strengthening the foundation of democracy. In an appeal today, the Prime Minister spoke about the need of defeating anti-constitutional and anti-democratic forces by the election and further consolidate the base of democracy. He also requested all parties' ranks and files to be active in campaign to make the election successful. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Deoba has directed the party's ranks and files to support the electoral alliance force among the ruling parties. The Election Commission has urged the government to declare a public holiday on the 13th of May as a local level election has been set for the day. In a regular press briefing today, joint spokesperson of the Commission, Surya Prasad Aryal, said the Commission asks the government to declare a public holiday across the country on Election Day. The Commission also informs that the ballot papers necessary for 72 districts have been printed and the ballot papers for 32 districts have been dispatched. The Commission has also asked the government to stop physical teaching learning activities in schools set as polling stations. Furthermore, the Commission said 153,002 candidates have filed their candidacy for the local level election, vying for 35,221 posts in local governments. The Election Commission has completed the investigation over the complaints filed against the candidacies registered on the 24th and 25th of April for the local level elections. Election Commission Joint Secretary Tulsi Bahadur Shrestha said the Commission's office at the respective local levels would publish the name list of the candidates by today. As per the election schedule, the candidates can withdraw their candidacies by tomorrow and the final name list of the candidates will be published by tomorrow itself. The candidates will get election symbols by the 30th of April. Nepal's per capita income has reached $1,372. Unveiling the economic statistics for the current fiscal year, the Central Bureau of Statistics has shown a $181 increment in per capita income of Nepalese in the last fiscal year. As per the statistics published today, Nepal's GDP has increased by 372.27 billion rupees in the last fiscal year, reaching a total GDP of 4,105.54 billion rupees. The Bureau's statistics also projects the country's economic growth rate for the current fiscal year to be at 5.84%. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Ganendra Bahadur Karki has reiterated the government's commitment to freedom of speech. Addressing a meeting of the 7th National Journalism Day main celebration committee held at the ministry today, Minister Karki stressed the need for leading the country to the path of prosperity, maintaining freedom of speech and full press freedom. The meeting also decided to ask the media houses and media persons to disseminate special editions, articles and interviews with priority concentrating on the 7th National Journalism Day. The committee has directed the media persons to act as per the slogan of the day, professional and responsible journalism, and publicize it. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज फाइनान्स मिनिस्टर जनार्दन शर्मा हैज अंडरस्कोर्ड द नीड टू बूस्ट गवर्नमेन्ट प्राइवेट सेक्टर कोअपरेशन टू रियलाइज इकोनोमिक डेभलपमेन्ट In a meeting with representatives of Nepal Chambers of Commerce, Minister Sarma expressed the government's commitment to creating an industry-friendly environment. On the occasion, Chamber Chair Rajendra Malla said the imports should be well managed for the balance of payment. The import of industrial raw materials and daily consumable items should be managed in a way it should wipe out the shortage of things, the representatives claim. The chamber officials also complained that export was not promoted because there was no facilitation in the export process. Bagmati Province Government has suspended Vice Chancellor of Madan Bhandari Academy of Health Sciences, Professor Dr. Bisharad Joshi. Secretary at the Office of Chief Minister and Council of Ministers, Yamalal Vasal, said Joshi was suspended for investigation after one-fourth of members of the Academy submitted a written application against him. Suspended Vice Chancellor Joshi has been accused of not fulfilling the official duty properly. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a heatwave warning for at least 5 states as India witnesses its hottest summer ever with large part of the country reporting temperatures around 45 degrees Celsius. The department has forecast a gradual rise in maximum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over the most part of northwestern and central India this week, with no large change thereafter. The heat wave warning has been issued for Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, UP and Odisha as part of this state's record temperatures above 45 degrees Celsius. The Center for Science and Environment says early heat waves this year have affected around 15 states, including northern states of Himachal Pradesh in India. This year, Northwest India recorded the hottest March in 122 years, with an average maximum temperature surpassing the previous record of 30.67 degrees Celsius in 2004. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says NATO is ready to quickly welcome Finland and Sweden should they decide to apply for the membership. The BBC quotes Stoltenberg is speaking at a press conference in Brussels that the formal joining process would be quick if Finland and Sweden apply. He added that the NATO military alliance would also support both countries in the interim period between application and formal ratification. Meantime, he also said the military alliance is ready to support Ukraine for years to come in war against Russia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The meteorological forecasted Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the parts of the country. There are also chances of light rain, thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly regions of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deob appeals to all for making democratic candidates victorious for strengthening democracy. Ballot papers printed for 72 districts. Nepal's per capita income climbs to $1,372, and India's Meteorological Department issues heatwave warning to 5 states following rising temperatures. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.